So the Big Give is a massive charity campaign where you get match funded pound for pound. So our champion is called the Reed Foundation, and we're so, so grateful to them. And so literally every pound becomes £2. So it's a massive week for us. Our overheads are huge. And unfortunately, because of the way the weather was this summer, the hay prices have gone through the roof. So we're really counting on this to help us to be a sustainable charity so that we can keep going.
So you spoke about hay prices going up. Are there any other things that have upped your costs in the past few years, which means that every pound donated this week is going to go that extra mile?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like everybody, our electricity bill's gone up. Our wages have gone up because we're really, really proud to employ people with disabilities. So obviously we pay them the living wage. So that's increased as well. And just all the overheads to do with the horses, their bedding, their food, their veterinary care, the farrier. It's not the farrier's fault. He's had to put his prices up because his diesel's gone up and all his overheads have gone up. So it just gets knocked onto us. So yeah, the pound for pound match is going to be absolutely massive for us.
So it's starting Tuesday at midday and it's running for a week.
Yeah,
how can people donate?
So it's Tuesday the 2nd of December at midday. It goes live. There'll be a live link so they can look on our social channels on Facebook, Instagram, X. We'll have it all on there, and they literally just click through the link and just donate there as much or as little as they want to. Everything will help. And if they can't donate, if they could just spread the message for us, that will really, really help us.
I want to get you quickly on some exciting news for you personally. You've been nominated for the Sunday Times Grassroots Sportswoman of the Year. How does it feel to get that shortlisted?
Massive imposter syndrome. So I can't believe it, and I'm really, really humbled. Really grateful to the person that took the time to nominate me, because it was totally unexpected. I'm really, really delighted for everybody that works in disability sport and everybody that works with horses, because it's really hard graft and it's very unglamorous. So this is like recognition for the whole community, really. So we really need people to vote for me. So yeah, if they can go to the Sunday Times Grassroots Sportswoman of the Year and vote for me, that would be amazing.
Of course.
It's terribly exciting.
It is. And when are the results out from that?
So the voting closes on the 21st of December, and then I get to go to Nobu on the 4th of February, and I'm actually going with my dad, because he's really, really proud of me. So yeah, my dad and I are going to have a night out in London. We get to rub shoulders with some really amazing people. So yeah, the lionesses will be there, and the red roses. So people that I really, really respect and admire. So yeah, it's unbelievable, really.
So a really busy December month for you guys at Park Lane. Is it going to keep going into the new year? Have you got any exciting things coming up then that we can spread the word about?
We're always busy, to be honest. And these awards and things like that are amazing. But really, it's what we do day to day that matters, that we're just helping people. And in the winter, the demand for our services remains the same. It's not weather driven, because people still need the horses, whatever the time of year. So yeah, we'll still be here in January in the cold and the snow and the rain and the ice, just trying to make people happy. And we also have a warm space here. So if people want to just come and have a cuppa and have a warm up, if they're cold at home, then they're really welcome to do so in the new year.